Good.
Okay, you're good.
Okay, good evening, everyone. We'll go ahead and start this evening off with a notice of a special work meeting, and then we'll have our general plan open house. Dated Monday, August 4th, 2025. The business meeting's at 5:45. We'll run through two items real quick, and then we'll turn everything over to Riker and go ahead and go into our general plan open house. So, first order of business, we'll have ordinance 5-2025, the two-way traffic on 300 North between 300 West and 500 West. We've had some discussion about that over the past, I don't know how many years, of people not following the one-way sign, and it's just come to a point that we decided that it's not even worth having that one-way because it's not being enforced. So we might as well just go ahead and take everything down and go back to two-way traffic. Part of that street was never one-way where it should have been anyway, so McKay has drawn up another ordinance to go ahead and adopt tonight, so we go ahead and just change it back to two-way traffic, so. With that being said, I'll go ahead and entertain a motion to adopt ordinance 5-2025.
Mayor, I'd like to make that motion that we accept that ordinance 5-525.
I'll second that.
Okay, motion by Les, second by Scott, to go ahead and adopt ordinance 5-2025, two-way traffic on 300 North between 300 West and 500 West. Any other discussion? If not, this will be roll call. Russell?
Yes.
Les?
Yes.
Terry?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Motion passed unanimously. Okay, moving on to resolution 11-2025, supporting America 250 Utah celebration. We had that discussion last meeting. This is all tied in with the state for the big celebration next year for 250 years in America. There's going to be some funding come down to the cities and the counties, kind of on a first-come, first-served basis. So we was told we have to kind of organize and have a committee in place. It was my understanding that the council would go ahead and act as that committee because we didn't want to put a bigger burden on the 4th of July committee. And it seemed to be agreeable, so we're just going to go ahead and adopt this resolution so that we can kind of decide what we want to do with that funding once it's received. So.
You said that was 11-2025?
Resolution 11-2025.
So moved to adopt resolution 11-2025.
I'll second that.
Okay, motion by Russell, second by Les, to go ahead and adopt resolution 11-2025, supporting America 250 Utah celebration. Any other discussion? If not, again, this will be roll call. Scott?
Yes.
Terry?
Yes.
Les?
Yes.
Russell?
Yes.
Motion passed unanimously. Nothing else on the agenda, so we can't take any action. So at this time, we'll go ahead and adjourn this business meeting, and we'll go ahead and turn everything over to Riker Stiglitz from Sunrise Engineering. I've got a statement I want to read in regards to our open house tonight. Milford City has been working closely with Riker Stiglitz. Did I pronounce that right, Riker? I apologize if I did. Of Sunrise Engineering on an important community project, updating our general plan. Last time Milford general plan was updated was 2024, and for many years the city has recognized the need for a fresh, forward-looking plan to guide future growth and development. With Riker's help, we are now nearing the finish line. For those who may not be familiar, a general plan is a long-range planning document that outlines the visions, goals, and policies for how a community wants to grow and develop over the next 10 to 20 years. It covers key topics such as land use, housing, transportation, economic development, parks and recreation, and public services. Most importantly, it reflects the values and the priorities of the community. Tonight's information on display is the result of feedback provided by the steering committee, and I can't thank enough for Lisa and the steering committee for all the work they've done and the staff here putting this together and working with Riker to get all this information. back from the surveys and putting it together. Steering committee that was formed to assist with this update, Milford residents through a community-wide survey. This survey was open for public participation for 1 month, and we truly appreciate everyone who took the time to share their thoughts. At this time, I'd like to turn the time over to Riker, who will walk us through the handouts and the display boards available tonight. He'll explain what you're seeing and how your input can shape the future of America. So thanks again, Riker. Thanks, Lisa, and her committee.